T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome into the program old friend Travis Schlenk joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk a little bit of NBA basketball and a little bit of hoops. Catch up with Travis. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Trav, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, we're brushing up on my fourth grade teaching skills.
Oh, so you've been teaching class. So have your kids been getting unruly in class, or have they been pretty well behaved?
I've got the yardstick, man. I'm not afraid to use it.
What is math at the fourth grade level?
A lot of mixed fractions right now. Got to get the common number on the bottom there and then work out the problem. So
the numerator and the denominator and all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right now.
I don't know all that, but I know how to do it.
Travis Schlenk joining us here. Hey, Travis, can you react a little bit to the news, to what Brian Windhorst just was talking about? Are you hearing this? What are you talking about? Just his sources, or is the NBA talking about having some kind of, a mass training camp for teams located in one or two towns where you're all going to get together, congregate, and kind of get back to it?
The only place I've heard that is from Brian himself. Not to say that... the league, I think, is looking at, certainly the league's desire is to finish out the season and have a playoff. I think they're open to exploring all ideas, but the only place that I've heard that was from Brian himself. Again, I'm not saying that something like that wouldn't happen, but I don't think that's, you know, certainly something that's going to happen anytime soon.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Travis Schlenk, Atlanta Hawks GM, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So as far as the draft is concerned, have you heard anything about the possibility of them pushing the draft back?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, again, something we just don't have the answer to right now. I've spent a lot of time, you know, the last few days on phone with different agents, and, you know, agents are trying to figure it out too. You know, obviously this is a big time of year for their side of the business as well. It's going out and recruiting all these guys, and, you know, that's dead. And some agents are worried about signing guys because, you know, you sign a guy and you just don't have any idea how the process is going to take place. So no, I have not heard, to answer your question. Obviously they could hold the draft while the regular season or playoffs was going on, but you know, the whole draft process is up in the air.
Travis Schlenk joining us, talking a little basketball, talking a little life with the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. So the NCAA comes out and says, Travis, that, you know, it's going to extend for the spring sports, baseball, softball, track and field, and whatnot, another year of eligibility for seniors. It won't count against your scholarship limits. In some schools, it may be a salary cap. against your scholarship limits, but they had debated whether or not to extend that to basketball because the tournaments didn't get played. But they have come out and said, no, basketball, if you're a senior, you're done. Unless, of course, you're a grad transfer, you're done. And so these seniors will not be allowed another year of eligibility for college athletics. How does that affect you as somebody evaluating the talent coming out for the draft?
Well, I think it makes sense, right? The regular seasons were all done. You know, some of these teams don't make the NCAA tournament, or they lose, you know, obviously half of them lose in the first game, and then, you know, another half of them lose in the second round. So it doesn't affect our pre-draft process. By the time a player gets, you know, to his fourth years of college eligibility, you know, we've seen him multiple times. So it's not going to impact us. You know, you feel sorry for the kids, obviously, who didn't get to compete in their conference tournaments or maybe didn't have the opportunity to play in their one shot at an NCAA tournament. But I think it makes sense for the NCAA to take that stance with the regular seasons being finished.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the GM of the Atlanta Hawks, GM Travis Slink, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Trav, you had a little bit of downtime. I heard you've been doing math and everything. So, if you've been watching movies, what have you been watching lately?
You know what? I haven't been watching movies. To be honest with you, we have a bunch of shows on the DVR that my wife records throughout the year. And then we've been just catching up, trying to clean up the DVR, but we haven't really watched any movies, to be honest with you.
So it's more been like TV shows or whatever, like six series or something like that?
Yeah, TV shows, catching up. So last night we finally got to the season finale of Modern Family. So I'm all caught up on Modern Family.
Okay.
You don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't. You know what, Trav? I was like, wait a minute. I was thinking, was that a couple years ago that they went off there? But obviously not, if they just had the season finale last night.
It could have been. I'm just getting to the end of it. I don't think winning.
Yeah, I think he's a little behind the curve here.
No, I was wondering. I didn't want to say anything because I'm like, wait a minute. Wasn't that a couple years ago? But I don't know. I don't watch it.
Travis Slink joining us. Hey, Travis, so late last night, there's an announcement that drops on Yahoo Sports. They coming on Friday, and we've been talking about, actually, interestingly enough, video games today. Coming Friday, there's going to be a 16-player NBA 2K tournament, players only from the NBA. It didn't name the 16 players who are going to take part in this that they're going to show live, and they're going to play NBA 2K against each other in some kind of a bracket or something. And it got me to thinking, first off, you know, I don't know how many Hawks fans know that you have a full-time esports team, the Talons, and secondly, do you have any idea who the best NBA 2K player is on the team? Do they talk about that?
No. Honestly, I don't think our guys play 2K as much as they do some of the other games that are out there. We certainly have a lot of gamers, guys that do play video games. But I know Cam went to the All-Star Game in Chicago this year and competed in a 2K event there, so I'll say him, but I obviously have no idea if he is or isn't. Our last year was the first season of our esports team, the Talons. I think there's like 20 of them now in the NBA where they have their own 2K league where teams get together once a week and they play each other.
And these are, what fans don't know, and Hugh and I had the guy who was drafted and signed by the Talons. These aren't just, you know, kids who are, you know, hey, I'll play on your team. They're actually employees.
Yeah, no, they live here in Atlanta during the season. They live in Atlantic Station. We put them up in apartments. You know, they practice all week long, and then it's competitive. I don't know if you remember last year, it was a clip of the little, you know, things got heated in one of the matches. So it's a serious thing. You know, I personally don't play video games, so I don't know that much about it. But I do know that these guys are good players, and it's something they take seriously for sure.
All I know is, Trav, that you're missing out since you don't play video games. It's a great pastime.
I live in a bubble, man. I don't watch movies. I don't play video games.
No, you're a busy man. You're trying to put together a championship team, though. Speaking of championship team, how important is it to crown a champion this year in the NBA?
Well, listen, in the big picture, it's probably not that important, right? You come down to public safety and people's lives at stake. But going all the way back probably to, we've ever not had a champion in the NBA. I was going to say if we go all the way back to, you know, World War II or something like that, but the league didn't start till the 50s. So I would guess that, you know, it's something that's never happened. I do know it's something that the league, and certainly we hope here in Atlanta that we are able to complete the season and have a playoffs. But I think in the big picture, if we're talking about, you know, keeping people safe, it's really not that important.
No, it's not that important. Yet at the same time, isn't it interesting, Travis, because you and I have been talking about it, it is kind of important in the sense that, you know, what if we didn't know how important sports were to our society, boy, we sure do now.
Yeah, no, listen, I think what makes sports great is just how it brings communities together. You know, it can bring people together from different walks of life, different backgrounds, and gives you all a common thread. And, you know, that's what, in my mind, gives me a lot of pleasure. You know, when I drive down the street here in Atlanta, or I walk down the sidewalk and I see somebody wearing a Hawks shirt, or, you know, if I'm traveling through an airport in some city and I see somebody wearing a Hawks shirt, you know, that's why we're doing this, is because there are people who are passionate about it, and, you know, they follow it so closely and they're into it, and, you know, it just can unite the community.
Travis, always great to catch up with you. Teaching duties beckon here. When is
I'm going to watch a good movie for you. I'll bring you back kind of a book report on a movie I watch. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm going to get one.
I got one for you. It's not a movie, Trav. It's kind of like a docuseries. It's called Tiger King. Watch that.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard. Is that good?
Listen, don't take yourself too serious when you watch it, because you're gonna look at it and you're not gonna believe that people actually, like, you're not gonna believe it's real, but it's a true story. Just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind.
I travel around. I see all kinds of people, man. So I would believe it. There it takes all kinds to make this world go around.
Yeah, this is true. So just keep that in mind. And if you keep that in mind, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
All right, I'll check it out and let you know what I think next week.
Definitely. Have a good one.
All right. See you guys. Stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.